then we had a pony. I had a pony to drive in a governess car. Uncle bought me that. And then the pony got one night we had a terrific thunderstorm and she frightened and jumped the hedge and put her shoulder out. And then we had nothing at all, as you might say. But anyhow, we looked after her and had the vet. And of course people said, get rid of her, but we wouldn't do that. And kept her for some years and I drove her again. Her shoulder cancelled over. Well, then, of course, the cars came. Well, then Uncle bought me this little car. And, of course, the pony got too old. And, well, really, we kept her till she died. But funny thing, if they've been cut by lightning, they never get over that. It always affects them again. And I think it did one night. Anyhow, she just died when they said she thought she was struck again. But I sold a sort of nice little governess car I had. I went up to Bristol and found a place where they made them and waited there with cousins of aunties they were, and waited until this thing got ready and brought it down on the train. And Uncle came, drove the horse and the big cart and the pony down to Bridgewater. I brought the big horse back and he brought the pony back from Bridgewater. I was the first one that had a car around here, you know. And I was so frightened. I had a little Austin, 150 pounds. And I'm frightened to death I wouldn't be able to drive it. And Uncle said, if I could, Mr. Percy taught me over at Street. And he said, if you can't teach her to drive it, he said, I shan't pay for the car. Oh, my dear, you've no idea.
How old were you when you had that?
How
old were you when you had the car?
Oh, 1924, wasn't it, Alan?
Yeah, 24.
Well, when cars came along first, you see.
150
pounds, this little car was. Well, of course, I was so grand, you know, that you've no idea. And, I did try it. I had the piano, and I couldn't play the piano. There was no piano in me. I wanted to be playing tennis all the time. And so I just sit up to the piano with the two pedals, and that was the clutch, and that one was the brake. And I had the poker, and I put my foot on the, you know, to change the gears with the poker. You see, and I think, well, that's all right. I can do that. And then I put the brake on and pretend to be going on. Oh, you've no idea, of course. Go with Mr. Percy. I had about three lessons, and I put on another pair of shoes. I thought I'd be a little bit grander. He said, you've got the wrong shoes on. We must go back. I had to come back. Nearly weeping I was to change these shoes. Anyhow, four lessons I had, and then I had to bring the car back. Well, you see, I couldn't come up this lane because I wanted all Ascot to see me driving this car along. So I came all up over the, right all round Ascot and all down here with the car. Oh, my dear, you would have died. I never was so grand in all my life.